Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Football is Life.
And sometime death.
I'm Niffer.
And I'm Andy.
And here we are, late in the regular season. Our last regular season home game is complete.
Heck yeah.
Just a couple games left.
Mm-hmm.
And Orlando City is not fighting for a chance to play in the wild card game. No.
And we won two games in a row. Three.
We won two games in a row. And actually, this three. Last win, we won because, three games in a row?
Yeah, Montreal, Nashville, and New England.
Yes, that's true. What are we talking about today? Are we talking about the last two games?
Yes, we're talking about the last two games because last week was only when we talked about Montreal.
That's right. Okay, so let's start by talking about Nashville and how it's sometimes really difficult for us to go in there and find a win.
It's difficult to go there at all.
Yes.
And the game was pulling teeth. Yes, we won. Position was even very close, 57-43. But we won. That's all that mattered. We won. We won by a goal for Duncan Quinn Maguire again. Mm-hmm. He started to pick up like the old days. But the great thing that we played a good game on both sides. We took completely, with exception of couple of moments that were scare moment. Other than that, we played very well on both sides of the field. Jensen and Schlegel were a little bit better this game. They completely shut down Mokhtar on Nashville. Mm-hmm. We didn't hear his name at all throughout the game. I think the game in general, from our perspective, as was the interesting lineup because he started Ojeda on one side, which is not our normal format, and he played Kyle Smith, and we missed Kyle Smith. And I was so happy about how he played. I think the team was really look good in this game from a tactical perspective. It was a little bit of an ugly football, per se. That it wasn't pretty like the second game against New England when we tortured them. And our two goals were both our mistakes. So there is a lot to be seen from this team, and it's really coming to a point that we can say we are contender to win the MLS Cup.
I fully agree. I think the way we have been playing recently, there have been a couple of moments I would say asterisk not in those moments, mm-hmm. but on the whole, it really is one of those things where it feels like we have a chance. Like, there isn't a team we could be matched up against that feels like we don't have a shot to win.
We beat every team that qualified to both sides, East and West, by the way. Because we beat Cincinnati and St. Louis, the top two teams. Mm-hmm. We beat on our side Philadelphia. We beat mm-hmm. Columbus. We beat New England. The only team that we didn't beat this season is Atlanta, but that for some reasons. We tied with them. Nashville, mm-hmm. we beat them here, and we lost in the beginning when we were abysmal. Montreal, mm-hmm. and whoever gonna be ninth, we mm-hmm. beat them. This is on our east side. In the west side, we play St. Louis. We beat them. We play Seattle, and we tied with them. We played mm-hmm. Houston Dynamo. And we beat them in the League's Cup. We didn't play Vancouver. We lost to Real Salt Lake there. We tied with Portland. We didn't play San Jose. And we didn't play Dallas. Or did we play Dallas?
I don't remember. It wasn't a memorable game.
In general.
Especially the people at the top. I feel great about it.
I think if we can keep the momentum with Duncan Maguire doing what he's doing and what the rest of the team doing, I think we're going to be in a good shape.
I think so, too. I really do. I have been very happy with our offense, like consistently happy with our offense, consistently happy with our offense. I will say that I am feeling stressed on our defensive side.
Yep.
There are some larger gaps on that side. So as long as our playmakers make plays, we will win games. But I think it's, I don't know, if is there anything else you wanted to say about Nashville? Because I'm going to start talking about
No, not really, because Nashville was is an interesting team. It's gonna be because probably we're gonna play Nashville in the best of three. I didn't realize that, by the way. We're gonna play best of three, so it's gonna be three games, two home for us and one away. I think it's gonna be a good opportunity for us to show up. I think if we can keep just our foot on the gas and we go from there, this is going to be an awesome game for us.
Yeah, I think so. You think we're going to play New England in the first round?
No.
Nashville. I mean, Nashville in the first round?
Yeah. Because Nashville is in the standing right now. They are 7. Yeah, they are 7. So that's how the bracket look like.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple more games, so things could shift, but I think you're probably right looking at the numbers. Anyway, okay, great. Well, we'll see them. That'll be interesting. And honestly, like, that's doable to potentially even, like, go to the away game, which is kind of cool. You don't always get that in MLS. So anyway, cool. Well, I wanted to talk about the thing I wanted to talk about with New England is, we need our offense to score because we have some challenges in the defense and goalkeeper, part of the defense. The challenge is if we hadn't scored three goals, we would have drawn or lost this game.
Correct.
And three goals is kind of a lot for a game. It's like, doesn't happen every day. And so it's just one of those things where it feels like, if the offense has to really go this hard, you know, there's a deficit in your defense. And I just feel like this weekend's game was a clear example of like why our offense can't take a week off.
Yes, unfortunately. The good side of this equation that we have Antonio Carlos coming back. He began to get the minutes.
He didn't come in at all.
Because we didn't need him, technically.
I know, but I feel like he needs to get used to playing on the field. I don't like it.
We still have a game.
I know. Two games, right?
A game. One game.
Well, just one?
Yeah, we're playing Toronto in Toronto, and that's it. There is some teams like Nashville, they still have two games. In New England, still have two games. Charlotte still have two games. Inter Miami has two games. That's why, by the way, DC is eliminated, even they are...
Yeah, points-wise.
Yeah, that's why they are eliminated, even they are in ninth place.
Yep, that makes sense to me. And did you see that Wayne Rooney got a sack?
That immediately, because they were doing good.
I didn't see that until today.
It happened after the game. Literally after the game. I was sitting with Taylor watching the game, and we both looked at each other and said, he looked at me and he said, Rooney got sacked. I said, what? He said, yeah, he just got sacked.
That's crazy. Okay.
So
Antonio Carlos is coming back. Yeah. And that means Rodrigo Schlegel is going to be sitting on the bench? Is that what we think that means? Okay. Yeah. And I think Janssen is better when Antonio Carlos is next to him. Do you find that to be true?
I don't know.
He has just dropped so much. It feels like his abilities have really dropped in the last third of the season. And Janssen, that is. he still makes these like moments, they're flashes, but like that one ball that deflected off of him into the goal, it was just like a moment that felt like that's not what the Janssen of 6 months ago would have done. You know?
It's actually the whole season, if you look. It's the whole season. He lose focus in some moment throughout the game that made him doing weird. Like the second goal. The second goal is misfortune. It's a loose ball, hit him. But Janssen is better than that. If you are a good defender, you don't put your feet toward the goal. You put it to the side. And what he did, he opened his feet toward the goal. I understand is unluck. Matip in Liverpool two games ago, he did the same mistake. But I'm saying those are the moments you're waiting for somebody veteran like Janssen to come and be the difference. Unfortunately, it's getting less and less and less from Janssen. Brilliancy, it's more became like
a little bit of a liability.
Yeah. Oh boy, Janssen has the ball.
We want to feel about all this.
Exactly. And honestly, example, I was watching the game with Taylor, and we said, I think the DP, next DP that Orlando need is actually a center back. We don't need.
I've been saying that.
We were doing the analysis. I'm agreeing with you. I think we are doing well in midfield, especially with how Facundo Torres looks like he's not leaving next season, maybe the season after, because how he impacting Uruguay team so far, he's not playing enough. So I think he's not getting the enough exposure to say he's going to get the jump. So if we are that way, we will not need anybody in the front. Maguire is doing amazing, and he's about to go to the national team for the Olympics. And that's another great news. So I think we need somebody in the DP as a DP veteran. I'm saying somebody in the range of 29, 30, just to have the knowledge and can be a captain. So he can fight with Mauricio Pereira to be a captain, because we need somebody not lightheaded and also experienced to deal with a referee who went to talk, when to go, when to push, when to hold back, when he hold the team. One thing from Nani era, Nani was very good in that. He know when he go and yell at the ref and know when he hold back. Even he had sometimes he destroy the game, but in general, he has the mentality to be a leader in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I feel good about our offense. I do think it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if we had someone else who was like just like a more formidable striker. I understand what you're saying, that it's not our greatest need. I do think a center back is really important. I just think that it, even more than a single center back, it's the consistency of a pair of center backs playing together consistently. All of those things are the things that I want for our team. But in the short term, as we approach the playoffs, I feel like we are hitting a good, confident stride and scoring a lot of goals. Like, those are all the kinds of things that you need going into the playoff run. So I feel really, really good about that.
Yeah, I agree with you in that sense, 100%. I think we have the momentum and the confidence that we can go further in the playoff. And I think our side of the brackets is going to be really interesting, because our side of the bracket, as the ranking stand today, we having Nashville and also Philly and Atlanta playing against each other. So if we pass from Nashville, we're playing Philly and Atlanta. Hopefully.
We'll probably be playing Philly.
Hopefully Atlanta jump or they go back up. And I think Nashville has two games, and how they've been playing, they may lose a couple of spots to go down. Unless it's good move back and up. I have a feeling it could end that we playing New England in the first round. But and Nashville,
that would be good. I feel like we were well matched again. Like we were better matched with New England.
And in their current situation, I don't like playing Columbus. Columbus is going to be tricky to play them, but I don't think Columbus can drop that far down because they are now in 54 points. So 54 points, the maximum of Nashville is 46, so they can get 6 points, so it's 52. So anybody 52 and down can be beaten by Nashville. So Nashville can go up to 5.
Yeah. But New England can also go up because they've still got 2 games to play. Not if they played the way they played against us, they won't pick up any more points. But they could end in third place.
Yeah, and they're playing Nashville and Philadelphia, so it's
that's very interesting.
So they may lose 2 games and go in the bottom down. The good thing, Philadelphia, even if they beat New England, they're going to be in 58 points. So they are not second in any way.
They can't get to us.
So we are second.
We are second, right? There's no second, way that anybody can get to us.
I think second in the supporting too.
In the supporter shield?
Yes, I think.
Yeah. But there's no way for us to catch up.
No way. The 2 games, New York and... the 2 games of New York and Miami, those put us in that deficit.
I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. It makes me furious.
But back to St. Louis in 56, and they have a game in hand, so they can get to 59. And Los Angeles FC, LAFC is 51. They have 1 game. Seattle has 1 game. The only team in the top that has more than 1 game is Real Salt Lake, and they are in 46. So they have 2 games, which is 452. We are already at 60. So we are second on the Shield Cup too. So that week already.
Yeah. I just remember when the West had all the powerhouse teams and they always had so many more points. But it feels like the East is really becoming more dominant in those.
You're not going to talk about that. We are talking about Orlando City in the second.
I honestly can't even talk about it because I just I get too overwhelmed about it, frankly. There are so many games this season that we drew or lost that did not need to be those.
22 points. Exactly. I calculate them. 22 points.
We left a lot on the table during the early days of the season.
And there is also the games that when we lost because of referee, like the Philadelphia game, when we dropped 2 points because of a referee, there was a offside and there was nothing. So there is that too. So we are in total of 22 points because you have 2 games in Charlotte that we shouldn't drop. 5 points there. You have 6 points in DC. We shouldn't drop any of those. Mm-hmm. We have Atlanta here. We dropped 2 points out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. We had who else? We dropped points that didn't. NYFC, Miami, Chicago here.
There's been a bunch, and so that's what I'm. I think that when I think about the supporter shield, especially with the way Cincinnati has currently, there's just something. They looked unstoppable 8 weeks ago, but now I watch them and I think
they're turning.
I feel like maybe you peaked too soon, friends, and that's good for us because I feel like I would rather come in second in the supporter shield and win the MLS Cup personally. So, me too. I honestly think Cincinnati is one of those teams that, if they go out in the second round, I won't be surprised.
There is a curse that only one team, LAFC, was the only team that win the supporter shield and win the.
That's right. It's very hard to do.
Nobody else did it before. Usually, you lose the MLS Cup and you go and win it all in the shield, but and vice versa. But anyway, the idea of we can go to the, I think after Wednesday, it's gonna form where we're gonna lay in the bracket. I think the decision day is not gonna impact the East more than like the West, because the West is very close to each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think tomorrow, Wednesday, is gonna impact the whole thing very fast and very precise to know who is gonna go where.
And yeah, but we can't know that until the 22nd.
You mean the who is going where? Yeah.
Exactly. But everything's up for grabs.
I understand, but I'm saying that it's gonna give us a sense of how.
Sure.
How we look.
I kind of hope that we play St. Louis in the final. Well, here's the thing. We get to host the final if we have more points, right? Like, higher seed?
Higher seed.
So if we make it to the final, it'll be in Orlando.
Yes.
Just because there's nobody in the West who has more points than us.
Let it sink for a second. We're talking
about... Okay, I'm gonna literally have tears in my eyes. I just booked flights to Paris. If it happens to be during that week, please don't let it be then. I need to look at the dates again. Now I'm feeling stressed that maybe I shouldn't have booked this flight. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
So, yeah. So, but again, I think the team need to think about the whole thing step by step. We need to think about the first...
No, they need to be thinking about the first round first.
Yes, step by step.
I don't want anyone thinking about just me. I just need to think.
Because that's what happened. That's what happened in the year, in 2020 when we played...
I know.
When we played, what's their name? NYFC, and we beat them here. Everybody said, "Oh, we're gonna host the games up to the semifinal." Oh, We're gonna get New England, and we're gonna beat them badly. And then we lost 3-1. So,
yeah.
So yeah,
I know. I remember. I remember. Don't worry, I won't ever forget.
I think we need to work on step by step. I think, Oscar Pereira is thinking about it in the right way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's gonna be fun.
So I could miss the conference semifinals and conference finals because I'll be out of town, but I'll be back in town for the final on December 9th.
Wow. I still can't believe that we still have 2 months of the...
That's literally 2 months from right now. That's crazy. It's because we have 2 weeks off for the international break.
But still, this season is so freaking long. This year's season is really long in comparison.
You don't think it was like this last year?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I think by November, because we have to stop before the World Cup in November.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Anyway, wild card matches are October 25, 26. Then the round one is October 28 through November 12. So that's exciting. It's nice that we don't have to worry about wild card matches, but it will be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. Last year, the season ended on November 5th.
Oh, wow. Our season ended or the whole thing ended?
The whole season. The final of the MLS Cup was November 5th.
You know, I thought that was true because my birthday is the first week of November, and I was like, I don't think I've ever had Orlando City going until my birthday. And here we are this year. So maybe for my birthday, we'll get to have a game. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I do have, you know, things on the calendar, but I can move them if I need to for Orlando City. Although I will say that the Lakers come to Amway on November 4th, and I'm just like, please don't schedule a game that night, because what am I going to do as a person who has tickets to both things? I can't talk about it. Go to both. I'll go to both.
You need to select your priorities. But on the good side, they are literally down street from each other. So
I know. I could go to both. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Half and half, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't even think about it. It makes me too anxious. It doesn't matter. We'll get the schedule soon. We won't have another podcast until after the Toronto game on the 21st. and then and the schedule will be set. So and the next also, episode will be
we'll have that. We have a special guest on that episode too.
Yes, we will have our friend back.
Yep. Casey's coming back. Casey's coming back, and we're going to talk about MLS, NWSL, and a little bit about national team, because we will have some national game and all the drama between Greg Bullharter and Gio Reyna. And
I just cannot believe that he is the coach again. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Enough. We don't need to talk anymore about this.
Yep.
Let's just say go City. Until next time, go City.